Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Friday morning. We've made it to the end of the work week. Bill, I guess, had his end of the work week yesterday. He's out of the office today. So just myself bringing you local news and happenings this morning. Big news out of Grand County. Over $1 million worth of dinosaur bones have allegedly been stolen from southeastern Utah, shipped to China for profit, according to a release from the U.S. District Attorney's Office. A federal grand jury in Salt Lake City returned a 13-count indictment charging four people for allegedly purchasing and selling over $1 million in paleontological resources. The dollar amount represents 150,000 pounds of those resources, including dinosaur bones, illegally removed from state and federal lands in southeastern Utah. According to the documents, Vint Wade and Donna Wade of Moab and Steve Willing of Los Angeles, Jordan Willing of Ashland, Oregon, committed several felony offenses against the United States by violating the Paleontological Resources Preservation Act. Between March 2018 and continuing until March of 2023, the defendants again allegedly purchased, transported, and exported dinosaur bones from federal land. Defendants further illegally conspired by knowingly concealing and retaining stolen property of the United States, and has charged they purchased paleontological resources removed from federal lands by paying cash and checks to known and unknown unindicted individuals. Those individuals removed the dinosaur bones for the Wade's personal use, stockpiling those resources to sell at gem and mineral shows to national vendors and to sell some of the illegally obtained resources to those other folks, charges the Stephen and Jordan Willing, using their company JMW Sales. The Willings exported the dinosaur bones to China by mislabeling the dinosaur bones and deflating their value to avoid detection by federal agents. In addition to selling over $1 million in those resources, the defendants caused over $3 million in damages that include commercial value of the resources, again, according to this report from the U.S. District Attorney's Office. Also obviously all alleged at this point, charges, though, brought forward and a case being made. Defendants, again, charged in this case. They've got photos of some of the items recovered, and again, a lot of them sold in the area. The Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, the FBI, and assistance with Grand County and San Juan County Sheriff's Office are continuing to investigate the case. So big news there out of the U.S. District Attorney's Office. And again, four people charged. Be interesting to see this story develop. But charge there for southeastern Utah residents related to this removal of dinosaur bones for sale. So kind of an interesting story. It's getting legs, and be interested to see how big it gets. But again, charges filed in that case. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Including kind of a more community item to be aware of. The Shiprock Police Department is doing their annual pumpkin distribution next week. About 1,800 pumpkins handpicked just yesterday morning by officers with the Navajo Police Department in Shiprock. There'll be in a distribution at the Shiprock Police District Center on Tuesday, starting at 4 p.m., so you can come get some pumpkins there in Shiprock. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. It's a little out of order from normal, but we'll go ahead and bring this information for you now. Funeral notices, a celebration of Life, where Lisa Ann Whitaker, age 43, of Cortez, will be at the Westview RV Park on Highway 145 near Cortez from 11 to 2 tomorrow. That's Saturday, October 21st. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth, age 85, of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Moab Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis, age 72, of Cortez, will be Saturday, October 21st in Buena Vista, Colorado, starting at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. Again, that's tomorrow. Memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg, age 58, of Cortez, begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Eugene Dorfer will be held at 11 a.m. on next Saturday, October 28th, at the Cedar Grove Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. The 19th Annual Bluff Arts Festival started last night. Artists of all mediums are gathering in Bluff. Joining us to talk about the rest of the week festivities is Ann Brown with the festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us about what's going on there at the Bluff Arts Festival this weekend.
Well, as you said, it's the 19th annual, and that's pretty exciting. We've got artists from all over the Four Corners, all over Bluff. This afternoon, from 3 to 6, is a brand new event called the Bluff Art Walk, and we've got 12 participants in the art walk, and maps are available. at each of the locations, as well as the new home of the Bluff Community Foundation, which is the old turquoise gas station in the middle of town across from the Recapture Lodge. And it's also online at bluffartfestival.org. And so from one end of town to the other, people can drive, walk, skip.
Ride a horse, maybe?
To 12 different locations and see all the different people who are creating things. It's kind of exciting that we have this many people participating this afternoon.
That sounds like quite the event. Tell us about, the idea behind this. Are these mostly, permanent structures? I know there are quite a few galleries and permanent artists in Bluff. Is that most of these installations permanent businesses in Bluff?
Well, yes and no. So there's a number of people, artists participating at like the Bears Ears Education Center. So they'll have work there. But some of them, like Bluff Art and Curiosity Shop, Stephanie DeGeorge, she's open, her studio is open most days with her paintings, but many of them are, like there are people at the Comb Ridge Eat and Drink. There are artists who have their own studios, like Tim Hamilton, who's a potter. He's going to have his pottery wheel going and showing people how he makes his pots. There's a rug making demonstration at the Bluff Fort. Design Build Utah, which is in the middle of town, is going to have some artists. Twin Rocks Trading Post and Cow Canyon Trading Post are open all the time, but they'll be doing actual, they'll have artists actually demonstrating art at both of their locations.
Oh, very good. Well, that's quite an interesting addition to the event and a beautiful weekend for it. Should be great weather for those that want to do the walk between all those different venues.
Right, right. My personal favorite is what happens on Friday night with a film festival. And if people haven't come to Bluff for the film festival in the past, it's on a huge screen, much like the old drive-in movie theater screen that's put up at the community center in Bluff, and people bring their chairs and get to watch six different independent films, and that's always exciting. Most of them are indigenous directors and subject matter, but there's also our artists in coming to paint a mural on the side of the new turquoise gas station, the new home of the Bluff Community Foundation. She'll be here, and she actually has a film, and she will be introducing her film, along with the film directors of all of the films. And a write-up on those films is on the website. But they're pretty exciting, and to me, that's one of the most fabulous parts about the the artist festival is that it's all forms of art.
Yeah, you've got all sorts of mediums. Tell us about that's Friday evening. Tell us about what things folks will see on Saturday.
So Saturday is when the most people come to everything. we have over 30 artists at the art market. That's at the community center. They have booths there, all kinds of amazing jewelers, potters, painters, weavers, sculptors, photographers that have come from all the four corners. So we have Hopi artists, Navajo artists, a number of artists from from Bluff, and some new ones. We've got a new gourd drum maker. We've got a number of new jewelers, which is, you know, always a popular subject.
Yeah.
And that's open all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, very good. And then you wrap up with some live music on Saturday evening?
Yes. And I think that I just found out that one of the musicians happens to also be in the Hopi reggae rock band. So he's multifunctional.
Oh, awesome.
But yes, we have Broken Arrow, a country rock band from Blanding, from 6:30 to 7 something, and then the Yotis, who are will start playing at 7:30. So yeah, great way to end the festivities of the weekend.
Good. Well, that's really exciting. You know, you mentioned a few times throughout, Anne, the Bluff Community Foundation and their new building. Tell us about that foundation and the role it plays in the town of Bluff.
So this is a new foundation. Was started this year by a group of what we call the young people, which ages me dramatically. But it's an umbrella organization that is involved with putting on the Bluff Arts Festival now. They're doing recycling. They're involved in all kinds of activities about transportation. Our new community center, which is a cultural center where the old elementary school was, and they actually are going to have this physical location in the old Turquoise gas station, which opened last night, and it's available for workshops and just a lot of good, positive things that we have. Just so many activities going on in Bluff, but this is an umbrella for both businesses and residents.
Well, very good. Well, that's exciting news on that reopening. And yeah, it's a cool building in downtown Bluff, so glad to see it's got some use once again.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Again, we've been speaking with Anne Brown with the Bluff Arts Festival. It's this weekend. Started last night, Artist of All Mediums. We've talked about, you know, there's going to be film and live music and then all sorts of other presentations, the art walk. There, if you're interested in any form of art, there's something going on in Bluff this weekend. Anne, anything else you want to mention before we let you run this morning?
No, we're just excited to have lots of visitors come. We survived the eclipse, and now it's time to celebrate.
Absolutely, yeah. How was that down there? I know. Lots of visitors, lots of dispersed camping. Did you have an all right experience, Anne?
Absolutely, it was great. We saw an increase in traffic, but other than that, it was just a beautiful event for all of us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, understood. Lots of preparation and planning, and luckily no huge incidents. Like you say, mostly just increased traffic. So Glad to hear that. Well, hopefully there's an increase of traffic this weekend in Bluff as folks come in for the Arts Festival. Again, we've been speaking with Ann Brown with the Bluff Arts Festival. Ann, thanks for your time this morning.
Great. Thank you, David. Have a good day. We hope we see you down here.
Absolutely. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right
back. Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Get ready for Spooktacular Spooky Season at Union Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Union Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
What's going on?
The Bluff Arts Festival is underway through Sunday with workshops, a film festival, an artist's market, live music, and more. For full details, visit bluffartsfestival.org. Also running through Sunday, the Scots on the Rocks Moab Celtic Festival is at the Center Street Ballpark. Come celebrate the heritage and culture of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales with lots of great music, athletics, food, drink, and fun. Find all the details at scotsontherocksmoab.org. The second annual Red Canyon Powwow is back in Moab Saturday and Sunday. Come experience indigenous culture through song, dance, and food. It's at the Old Spanish Trail Arena, and for info on that, check moabhappenings.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit cortezfarmmarket.com, townofdolores.com, mancosvalley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit moabbackyardtheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit moabhappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 9:32 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. That's Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Of course, the number one song in 1983, 40 years ago today, was Total Eclipse of the Heart. Of course, we heard it a couple times during our annular eclipse show, so it should be familiar to our listeners. Taking a look at this day in history, let's start with the day. What is today? Today is World Statistics Day, so we've got five stats for you today. America's tops in trash. Every day, the average American generates nearly 4.5 pounds of trash. The majority of society has dirty hands. Only 19% of people worldwide wash their hands after going to the bathroom. Three, substandard literacy. More than 36 million adults in the United States cannot read, write, or do basic math above a third grade level. Another stat for you, most millennials are not saving. Almost 95% of millennials have no retirement savings. And number five, Americans love avocados. Americans consume around 4.25 billion avocados every year. That was the only one that wasn't kind of depressing, Bill. Of course, Bill Boyle out, but doesn't stop working. He helped put this together this morning. Today is also Information Overload Day. Information overload has been defined as excessive flows and amounts of data or information that can lead to detrimental computational, physical, psychological, and social effects. So, yeah, we definitely experience some information overload at times, don't we? Well, taking a look at this day in history, today in 1968, former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy married Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis. On this day in 1973, the Sydney Opera House opened in the Sydney Harbor in Australia. And in this day in 1977, a plane carrying the Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, known for songs such as Free Bird and Sweet Home Alabama, crashed in Gillsburg, Mississippi. Also, taking a look at birthdays today. Birthday for baseball legend Mickey Mantle. He was born today in 1931, died in 1995, won the Triple Crown in 1956, led the league in hits, home runs, and runs batted in. That's RBIs. Snoop Dogg is 52, and classic hits legend Tom Petty would be 73. He passed away in 2017 at the age of 66, sang with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the Traveling Wilsburys, among others. Free Falling, Don't Make Down, Refugee are amongst some of his hits. Actor John Krasinski, who played Jim from The Office, is 44 years old today. He also directed the Quiet Place movies. Banjoist Grandpa Jones, who was Hee-Haw for many years, was born today in 1913, died in 1998 at the age of 85. October 20th is birthdays for Cassie Welch, Kevin Rhodes, Scott Hansen, and Calvin Hazelton. Weekend birthdays for locals Levi Lewis, Alan Gaios, and Maxine Dieter. Birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. You can give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Stay up to speed with residential and business e-fiber internet from Emery Telcom. Right now, all new customers get their first 2 months free, plus free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Unlimited data plans starting at $59.95 a month. Residential discounts are available for qualified households. Give us a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit us on the web at emorytelcom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
It's the annual Quadrifire Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The San Juan volleyball team cruised through the first round of the 2A Utah State Tournament with a straight sets win over Gunnison Valley last night in Blanding. The Lady Broncos will face either Roland Hall or American Heritage in the second round next weekend. Other matchups on the volleyball court last night, Dove Creek swept Montezuma Cortez in a showdown between local teams. The Lady Bulldogs are 19-2 on the season, ranked 7th in the Colorado 1A. Norwood swept Ridgeway for their 5th win of the season, and Dolores suffered a 4-set loss to Telluride. On the gridiron last night, Dove Creek had their way with Dolores in a 48-0 domination in Dolores. The Bulldogs are now 6-2 on the year and 5th in the Colorado 8-man standings. The 2A Utah State Football Tournament begins tonight with number 9 Grand County in Salt Lake City to take on number 8 Judge Memorial. The winner comes to Blanding next weekend to take on the defending champion San Juan Broncos. One other football game tonight, the Colorado 8-man number 2 Mancos Blue Jays are hosting number 7 Sanford. Mancos is also hosting Sanford on the volleyball court this evening. Norwood will host Ignacio, and Dolores is at Ridgeway. Region Cross Country Championships going on in Colorado today. Dolores is hosting Mancos and others in the 2A Region 4 Championship, and Montezuma Cortez is in Colorado Springs for the 3A Region 2 Championship. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 9:46 a.m. on this Friday morning. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, shall we? And the Diamondbacks grinding out the win last night. A 2-1 win for the Arizona Diamondbacks makes the series 2-1. And we'll have some answers over the weekend if the Diamondbacks are able to rally or not. They'll be playing tonight at 6 and Saturday at 6 as well. So Diamondbacks trying to make the World Series, down 2-1 in the series. They've got 2 games at home in Phoenix, so opportunity for the Diamondbacks there. The other professional team in Arizona active right now is not as good. It's the 1-5 Arizona Cardinals. They are in Seattle this Sunday. 2 o'clock is that kickoff, and the Denver Broncos also struggling 1-5 on the year. They'll be hosting Green Bay 2:30 p.m. on Sunday is that kickoff. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.